So it's a Monday morning. Henry and I are at work, but we're escaping from the office in the Open University, and we've come down to the graveyard to record some poetry.
This is a poem by Marshall. It's Book 11, Poem 66. Translated by Kenneth Rexroth. You are a stool pigeon and a slanderer, a pimp and a cheat, a pederast and a troublemaker. I can't understand, Vaquera, why you don't have more money. This next poem is also by Marshall, Book 8, Poem 54. You are the most beautiful girl there ever was or will be, and you are the vilest girl there ever was or will be. Oh, Catullus, how I wish you had less beauty or more shame.
This is a passage from Aeschylus's play, The Danaids. The pure heaven is passionate to pierce the earth. Passion grips the earth to enjoy marriage. Rain falls from the bridegroom heaven and makes earth pregnant. She bears for mankind pasture of flocks and Demeter's gift of life. From the moisture of their marriage, the trees in season come to full growth. In all this, I share.
This is the last poem I'm going to read today, and it is by Ausonius, after another poet called Rufinus. And Ausonius, it's usually numbered number 14, is epigram number 14. I used to tell you, Francis, we grow old, the years fly away. Don't be so private with those parts. A chaste maid is an old maid. Unnoticed by your disdain, old age crept close to us. Those days are gone past recall, and now you come penitent and crying over your old lack of courage, over your present lack of beauty. It's all right. Closed in your arms, we'll share our smashed delights. It's give and take now. It's what I wanted, if not what I want.